Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Ferdinand de Saussure. Now Ferdinand de Saussure is very famous in the field of structuralism, but little bit background about Saussure. He was born in 1857 and died in 1913. Okay, so between 1857 to 1913 are his dates, and he was born in Geneva and he studied Sanskrit and comparative linguistics in Geneva and Paris. And he is famous because his ideas on structure in language laid the foundation for much of the approach to and progress of linguistic sciences in the 20th century. So basically, he was a linguist. He is from the field of linguistics. And as a student, he also wrote a very important work in the field of comparative linguistics. And the title of this work was Memoirs on the Original System of Vowels in the Indo-European Languages. Okay. And this was published in 1878. Okay. So, Memoirs on the Original System of Vowels in the Indo-European Languages. This was the title of his first brilliant work in the field of comparative linguistics. He was also a professor of Indo-European linguistics and Sanskrit and of general linguistics at the University of Geneva. But he is most famous for his work called Course in General Linguistics. This is the work on which modern day structuralism is founded on. And this work of his Course in General Linguistics is basically a collection of his lectures on the basis of notes which his students took. And in particular, there are two students. One was Charles Bailey and the other was Albert Sichehai. And as I said, that the publication of the Course in General Linguistics is considered to be the starting point of 20th century structural linguistics. Now, Saussure contended that language must be considered as a social phenomenon, a structured system that can be viewed synchronically and diachronically. Now, what is the meaning of synchronic? Synchronic means as something exists at any particular time. Diachronic means as it changes over a period of time, over a course of time. So, it's evolution. In addition to the synchronic study of language and diachronic study of language which he talked about, of course, he emphasized the synchronic study. But he did talk about both of these and formalized the basic approaches to language study. After this, he also propounded two more terms. One is called langua and the other is called parole. Now, parole basically is the system underlying the speech activity. Parole is the speech of an individual, person. So, just think about it in this way, that langua can be considered as the underlying system or the rules of grammar, right? And parole is just the speech. Using those rules, whatever speech we are making or whatever we are saying, that is parole.